of Zal, you see, stimulated this discussion. It is very difficult to discuss now this issue in depth because there are many things that have changed rapidly in the last years. The voluntarism itself has different forms. People are ready to pay for organizations through experts to do something more in more efficient way than themselves when they don't have time. There are different types of also we are a federation of 130 organizations throughout the Mediterranean, two of them being the big federations, 150 organizations in the European Environment Bureau, 300 in the Arab Network for Environment Development. We are a very big umbrella. The issue there is to have young people in the organizations and not youth organizations, because we need to have also the continuity of the protection of the environment, of ESD itself, and we need to see how we can secure the continuity of organizations. And we need the youth part of the organizations, not identifying themselves as youth. This is extremely important, and extremely important is to have in parallel the youth organizations. So we are asking too much from the youth, and we are not, actually, we have not enough expertise for mentoring, and we need to have different structures. It's not just to have a youth organization. You need to know who from the adults are willing to support them, are willing to be with them without patronizing them, allowing them to be on equal footing inside the system. So all these things cannot be covered at this moment. Also, we, the older generation, we are not in a position to use effectively, efficiently, the new tools, the social media and all that. So there are a number of issues why we don't have, let's say, the level of interest that we want. And definitely, we need to have continuity, and continuity requires funds. Because if we have only once a person here, and next year we don't have the opportunity to bring her, him back, this is lost. So I propose that we devote in the future a special day, a special session with sharing our experiences, because this is something extremely important. Also, there is something that differentiates students of the past with what we have today. In the past, we had the golden, let's say, Gaussian. More or less, we had few bad students, few excellent students, and most of them were somewhere in the middle. Now, we are going to something like a flat line. We have statistical. Now, we don't have the representative youth. We have too many bad, too many more excellent, but is not a type of youth that we can address. There are different, totally different people. So this is just a summary of the background we need to analyze and discuss when we are talking about youth. Thank you.